In California, some labor battles take place on the docks, others in the state legislature. Lawmakers have passed many bills designed to improve wages and benefits for workers throughout the state, but what's good for labor may not be desirable for business. Russell Lewis of member station KPBS reports.
It's nothing new for California. Environmental and workplace regulations that business groups say hurt the state economy. Among the new laws, a first-in-the-nation paid family leave law, benefits for domestic partners, and increases in workers' comp. The family leave law itself is expected to cost businesses $3 billion a year, critics say. Martin Hopper, the California director of the National Federation of Independent Business, is frustrated.
We have a legislature which continually increases regulation, increases taxes, and increases the cost of doing business in California for small entrepreneurs, that it's almost impossible to find a place which is worse.
A recent survey of business executives nationwide backs up that argument. More than half of those surveyed said California has the worst business climate in the country. According to the California Manufacturers and Technology Association, it's now 32% more expensive to do manufacturing here than the nation as a whole, and 40 to 50% more expensive than nearby states like Nevada, Oregon, and Texas. Business leaders here fear that more and more companies will be tempted to move jobs out of state or to other countries with lower wages and few benefits. Mitch Mitchell is with the San Diego Chamber of Commerce.
In San Diego, where we have had to endure high rate for electricity, healthcare costs are expected to rise 18 to 20%. Workers' comp premiums have doubled and tripled. If all these costs are increasing and I'm mandating more costs from the state level, that can't be good.
Exacerbating the problem is the ongoing loss in manufacturing jobs. A decade ago, the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers Union had more than 10,000 members in San Diego. They made everything from airplane wings to cockpit avionics. Today, that number has dwindled to 2,000, having shed another 200 positions since January. IAM District Director Virginia Cobb says her members are worried.
And they're scared every day when they won't go to work. They don't know what day will be their last day. This isn't a good, secure America.
In September, California manufacturers employed 1.8 million people, or about 11% of the state's overall workforce. But every year since 1983, the manufacturing job base here has shrunk as companies have moved their plants elsewhere. With a changing economy, new jobs have come in to replace the old ones. The aerospace industry has dwindled, and the state has diversified into computer technology, biotech, telecommunications, tourism, and defense. But that brings with it other economic problems. Eric Bruvold is with the San Diego Economic Development Corporation. He says what's known as an hourglass economy is taking shape.
You've got some jobs that are at the very high wage scale and some jobs that are at the very low wage scale, but not a lot in between. And losing manufacturing jobs just further speeds up that trend.
Machinists Union Director Virginia Cobb says in her 40-plus years of being in a union, she's never seen it as bad as it is right now. She's placed in a tough spot. She likes many of the new benefits, but fears the increase in business costs might mean more job losses for her union workers. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.